Before that, though, we turn our attention to public safety and a big word this time of year, voter-approved taxes. Throughout the Central Valley, communities are grappling with how to keep their towns safe with enough cops and firefighters on the beat. Many local governments say the traditional revenue sources simply aren't enough. But how these communities are choosing to fund these essential services is diverging down several different paths. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports community reaction to tax increases plays a big role in how local political leaders decide to act.
As children, most of us went to sleep hearing the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. In it, Goldilocks tries three bowls of porridge, one too hot, one too cold, and...
"Ah, this porridge is just right," she said happily, and she ate it all up.
That story is similar to the choice local officials are faced with trying to determine what is just right when it comes to how to get new money to fund government services. This summer, Kern County, Madera County, and Visalia have all considered asking voters to pay more to improve public safety. In Madera, the concern is fire protection. In Kern County, low oil prices have caused massive budget cuts. And in Visalia, council members are trying to augment an existing safety sales tax. But all three are trying different bowls of porridge. In Madera, the County Board of Supervisors decided to place an initiative on the March ballot asking for a 1 cent sales tax, with about 80% going to fire protection. Because the funds are going to a dedicated source, two-thirds of the county's voters will have to support it. Bill Ritchie is on the committee tasked with selling the sales tax to the public and says there's a reason they opted for the harder goal.
To gain the public's trust and assure them that these funds would only be used for public safety, meaning law enforcement and fire protection, although it would be a higher threshold to achieve a victory in passage, the Board of Supervisors has opted for the special tax option as opposed to a general tax.
Ritchie says polling they have done shows about 72% of residents support the tax, and they felt safe that they could reach the two-thirds support necessary for passage. That is not the case in Visalia, where city officials say support for tax increases is a bit cooler. The Visalia City Council is asking for a tax increase that is smaller, a half a cent. But because the revenue is not dedicated to a specific goal, only a bare majority of voters would need to endorse it. That has strong pull in the valley, where other tax increases over the past year have gone down to defeat. Visalia Police Chief Jason Salazar acknowledges the council is taking this approach because polling indicated it's all the support they could achieve, despite the public not having assurances that the council will actually spend the money on public safety.
And basically the returns on those indicated that the 50% vote is something that had they got positive returns from. Anything higher was less likely to be something that would be passed.
But the flexibility has perks too, Salazar says, including being able to use the money on streets or parks. And if voters are unhappy, they can replace council members. That vote is in November. But resistance to taxes in the south part of the valley may be so hot that some voters won't even get a chance to have a say. The Kern County Sheriff lobbied vigorously to have a public safety tax added to the ballot, in this case the two-thirds type, but was unable to persuade the Board of Supervisors to take the issue to voters. Supervisor Leticia Perez, who was the only supervisor to support a vote on the tax, says trying to get the lower threshold tax was not even considered.
Maybe this is a time under the current crisis to reconsider for business as usual and think about how we can bring revenue in, desperately needed revenue, and restore some of these incredible cuts to public safety and, of course, other departments.
Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says that not even considering the tax will mean layoffs and decreased coverage in parts of the sprawling county.
In my opinion, to do nothing was not the answer. I don't do well doing nothing when we have a problem. I felt like we should at least give the public the opportunity. It's not saying they should support the vote of the public, but I think that we should have put it on the ballot.
Tellingly, a campaign to apply a sales tax for the public library system barely managed to cross the 50% measure in a June vote. That's not a flawless predictor of what would happen to a public safety tax, but it does illustrate the deep-seated reluctance to support additional taxes. Supervisors did say they would be open to a community-driven effort to place a tax on the ballot. So it breaks down to a higher threshold with guarantees for voters, a lower number that's easier to pass but not guaranteed, or no vote at all because taxes are just too hot. The Goldilocks voters will have to decide what's just right. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.